first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Nancy LaFortune shares an important and memorable event in her childhood.
When I was 11 years old and my brother was 13, my parents took the family on a vacation to San Diego. We visited the zoo and SeaWorld, but it was a mysterious visit to Tijuana one afternoon that stuck in my memory. After we shopped for souvenirs, my mother suddenly started moaning loudly, saying she was in pain. We drove around the back streets of TJ looking for the address of a clinic. Maybe it was appendicitis, she announced, before disappearing into an unmarked building. They left my brother and I in the car, and 3 hours later, my mother emerged looking tired and pale. I remember swimming in the motel pool and watching cartoons before we flew home the next day. 4 years later, I learned the real reason for the side trip to Tijuana by overhearing my mother counseling a friend about the procedure and that it was legal now in the United States, 1973. When my mother had wanted to terminate her pregnancy, her family doctor told her the only legal option was to certify her as mentally unstable. Her father, a pharmacist, had been helping women for years by sending them to a doctor in San Francisco. Later in her life, my mother volunteered escorting women who were threatened by mobs at clinics across the country. She was there for me when I needed an abortion, too. I know she would be devastated by the reversal of freedoms that are facing women today.
With this piece, Nancy LaFortune honored Paula's choice by telling her story. Nancy herself remains an advocate for safe and legal abortion. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.